11 indigenous demonstrators were taken into DPS custody during a Border Patrol checkpoint blockade near the border on Monday, and about 30 protesters were shot at with tear gas and rubber bullets. This comes after weeks of protesting against the border wall construction by Tejada Otham tribal members and other indigenous groups. The construction is crossing through ancestral land for the tribe, including the sacred Quitopaquito Springs. But as protesters have remained nonviolent, the response to them has ratcheted up. And here with more on the latest news is Elisa Resnick, who covers the border for Arizona Public Media in Tucson. Elisa, good morning.
Morning, Lauren.
Okay, so earlier this month we had you on the show and you told us that the road to Quitopaquito Springs was closed off. Is it still closed?
Yes, the road is still closed. Organizers tell me the wall is now past the site itself. Nationally, there's been a few changes to the wall's funding. Over the weekend, a federal appeals court ruled the Trump administration's use of $3.6 billion in military funds to build the wall was illegal. That order also stops construction, but it doesn't apply to every project in Arizona. So the one in Oregon Pipe uses a different funding scheme and so is not included in that order to cease the build. That means, at least for now, construction will continue at Quitopaquito and beyond.
Right. And as we said, these protests have been happening for weeks now, maybe longer. What caused the escalation on Monday that border agents felt the need to use tear gas and rubber bullets?
This protest happened in front of a Border Patrol checkpoint about 30 miles from the Lukeville port of entry. And protesters blocked both sides of traffic for more than an hour. Photos from the scene show demonstrators, you know, stretching across State Route 85. And that's the highway that eventually leads to the Lukeville port. So, you know, they were holding banners that said stolen land and no one is illegal. And like I said, these protests have been peaceful. And this one was as well. You know, people were praying and singing and beating drums. But like others that stopped construction in Oregon Pipe and in front of Quitopaquito, they are direct protests. So, of course, protesters have centered on the border wall and specifically on the build at Quitopaquito. But people are also using the space to talk about how border security and surveillance have changed their communities.
So, Elisa, who performed the actual arrests here?
So the arrests were performed by Arizona DPS officers. Yesterday, a spokesperson said officers arrived and arrested 8 adults and 3 minors at the scene. He said Arizona troopers discovered the blockade just past 7:15 a.m. and gave protesters 5 minutes to clear the roadway. And when they didn't leave and didn't communicate, the spokesperson said DPS officers fired smoke canisters to try to clear the roadway, and then tear gas, and then what they call less lethal munitions. And protesters say at least 2 among them were hit in the stomach with rubber bullets. Footage shot by a videographer named Rafael Samanez of the incident shows a lot of that confrontation. You know, you can see plumes of smoke and officers advancing into the crowd with batons. You know, off to the side, people are still holding drums and holding their banners. You know, later on, you can see 4 officers tackling a protester to the ground and cuffing him. So, you know, previous protests have had physical encounters with Border Patrol agents and Park Service officers, but this is definitely the largest escalation so far from law enforcement.
So have the protesters been released at this point? Is there any more fallout from this?
Yes, the organizers say all protesters have been released. After the rally on Monday, supporters went to the Pima County Jail to await the release of the adults arrested. They were released around 10 p.m. that night. DPS says they face various misdemeanor charges, including unlawful assembly, refusal to disperse, and blocking a roadway. And importantly, this protest happened as a dozen states celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day. In their press release, organizers mentioned the holiday and said they were there on that day to defend their ancestral land. And finally, this whole incident actually drew the attention of the Tejada Otham Nation Chairman Ned Norris Jr. In a press release last night, he called the use of tear gas appalling, you know, particularly on Indigenous Peoples Day. He said the wall was an ineffective campaign prop for the Trump administration and said, you know, that these protesters are raising issues that have been building for years, you know, border surveillance, security measures and a failure to communicate with tribes. He says this administration, in building the wall in Organ Pipe and in other locations, has, you know, failed to conduct a meaningful dialogue or any real consultation with tribes, with the Thahana Otham Nation. And as a result, you know, sacred sites and burial grounds have been harmed. So this is definitely one of Ned Norris Jr.'s strongest criticisms yet. And he said, you know, the administration needs to de-escalate the situation by first ceasing construction on these sites and also, you know, actually engaging in that dialogue to see how further harm can kind of be reduced going forward.
All right. Arizona Public Media's Alisa Resnick joining us from Tucson this morning. Alisa, thank you so much for your reporting on this.
Thank you, Lauren.